in Radio Bulgaria's Time Out for Music, Russe Jazz Fest 2016. For over four decades, the Russe Jazz Fest has been presenting what's best on Bulgarian stage. Foreign artists have been guests at the show through the years without having been its accent. The 41st edition, however, which ended up a few days ago, scored perhaps the strongest presence from abroad across the event's entire history. I'm really glad that we managed to invite foreign participants at this edition of the fest, says saxophone player Boris Petrov Parcheto, the forum's artistic director. It is not the oldest Bulgarian jazz festival, but it is the only one that has been ongoing for such a long time with no interruption. The Russe municipality is the one guilty with its firm support. I always select a program with a variety of styles. I'm in constant touch with Bulgarian foreign performers. I follow their concerts and new recordings. The festival was established back in 1975 by my father Petr Petrov Parcheto as a national jazz meeting, but in the end of the 1980s there were guest musicians from Poland, Hungary, the former Soviet Union and others. After the 1989 transition changes, my father preferred to invite Bulgarian jazz persons in order to keep their spirit alive. Continuing his deed, I decided that it was about time to turn the forum into an international one. Boris Petrov unveiled the forum alongside Germans Wolfgang Schmidt, bass guitar, and Thomas Lange, guitar. That was the first time they played together. Now we listen to Wolfgang.
You asked me if what's a special moment in my life. A real special moment was just being here in Russia the first time and enjoying this beautiful festival and meeting old friends like Dani Jumalisky, and which is from the heart. And so it was also great to bring a friend of mine, a guitar player from Germany, and then to play with Bulgarian musicians, and which was perfect because we exchanged some ideas. I sent them a few weeks ago some ideas that I'd like to play, and then we met 2 days ago, had a three-hour rehearsal for a whole concert, and it was perfect. Great musicians. Boris is super, and I like Coco very much. I'm a bass player, so I live also from a good drummer, and he is perfect. And so we had a lot of... I think it worked quite good. And then last night we went to the jazz club after the concert. It was good for me to play first in the concert because I want to hear the other music. And if I would have played second or third, I would be nervous and had no ears for other musicians. And so for me that was perfect, and we enjoyed especially the second band, which played some Bulgarian folk music in there, some traditional music in their jazz concert. And this is music I love very much, and something I didn't say in German, I love the Bulgarian voices. I know those choirs and I have records from that.
Thomas Lange, on the other hand, told us more about his years of studying in the United States.
Well, I was born in Frankfurt, and I moved really to America. I moved to America because I was studying guitar. And so far, I was like an autodidact. I learned everything by myself, just listening to records. And when I was 23, I just moved to Los Angeles studying guitar. And I lived a couple of years in New York City, where, well, when I was young, I was kind of had some teachers there and playing in sessions. And then we went back to Germany, where I make a living as a musician since, well, nearly 25 years now. And having the pleasure to play with a lot of nice and great musicians around there. Wolfgang is one of them, a guy I can go everywhere on the stage. We kind of improvise on stage. It's like a conversation that we do on stage. So that's what I do mainly, being part of the German jazz scene, which is more above the old traditional jazz. It's more like contemporary with blues and rock and pop mixed.
Thank you.
singer Miroslava Kacarova presented the Desafinado live program on stage in Ruse, and Vladimir Karpatov presented his new album. We will listen now to Spain in 11/8, his own version of the famous saxophone player Chuck Curry's Play. Thank you. the Yacht of Clarinet Sextet brought in the classical flavor into the show. Our music is in between several shores, says the sextet's founder Borislav Yosov. Jazz can be felt really well, but there are elements of different styles. The presence of jazz pianist Theodor Petkov thus contributes to that. I'm happy and grateful that our formation received an invitation for this festival, and the applause was really coming from the heart of the audience. It is always a great joy for me to play in Russia, says pianist Mario Stanchev, who lives in France. I was a guest here, yet in my younger years, as the founder of the event was my friend. I love the people of this magnificent town, who are among the warmest audience one can meet worldwide. Mario Stanchev presented his new Jazz Before Jazz project recorded in France together with saxophone player Lionel Martin.
Bulgaria is very important for me, more and more important since Mario present me his roots and his country. And first concert was in Stara Zagora, very, very important in my life, because at that time I have decided to stop music because I was very tired and fed up with some organization. And in Stara Zagora I have met Georges Garzon, who tell me, oh, you don't have right to stop. You have to play. And since that time, we have made a CD with George Garzon. Star Azagua is the beginning of a new life in music for me. And the second time, it was Extravaganza Festival in Sofia. Incredible. First time for me to play in a classical festival. And so the third time in the Rousset Festival, another experience. We decided to play acoustic with Mario without amplification. Sound was perfect. So we can share with audience and with Mario the perfect moment in complicity with the audience. We can play very less, very piano, one very loud, and very possible to vibration with the audience. So.
Singers of the Skitty Czech a cappella sextet were among the youngest participants in the forum. It's worth remembering the name due to the professionalism and the incredible energy that those talented musicians spread around. Here is what singers Veronika and Marta said, followed by the words of the sextet's manager Łukasz Pszczał.
Hello, we are Skitty from Prague. I'm Veronika and I have founded the group about 5 years ago. And we love jazz, basically, but also pop and all the other styles. And we really like to mix all these styles together. And also, it's important to say that Petr Vajsar, he's our main arranger and composer. And because of him, it sounds like it sounds. So this is Skitty.
I think you have a wonderful festival here. You've got a great audience, and it's actually one of the best audiences that we ever had, because they love jazz and they can really listen to music and they love music. And the other groups that we heard, for example, the piano with the saxophone, I think one of them was from France. That was so funny. Like, it was full of musical jokes, and I think people really understand jokes. And actually, our sense of humor, like the Czech sense of humor, is supposed to be very specific, but I think we understand each other very well. And we did one song in Czech, and I think people tried to listen very hard for it, and I think they understood. And we felt that they had the same sense of humor. And I love this town because I always thought that Elias Canetti was born somewhere else, and now I know that he was born in Ruse. I'm really happy to find that out, and I'm going to go see his house where he was born tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Lukasz. I'm the manager of the group. We like it here very much, and I've been personally to Bulgaria twice before this, Black Sea, for the holiday. I knew how Bulgaria is, how it's here. And the festival is got a very, very long tradition, and I think it's very important to keep these traditions, especially in the field of jazz music, which is not so commonly listened to compared to pop music, for example. It's a great thing that something like this Rusa Jazz Festival prevails.
Now, the name of this song is the Flat Feet Fluji. Flat Feet Fluji. Flat Feet Fluji.
Flat Feet Fluji with the Floyd Floyd.
On Radio Bulgaria, you've heard Time Out for Music and Russa Jazz Fest 2016.